Welcome to Sophisticated Property Investing, a podcast brought to you by Ethical Property Partners. New full-length episodes released every Thursday, but here's a quick caffeine cast.
Hi, I'm Frank Flegg, founder of Ethical Property Partners. What you're about to hear is actually audio from one of my YouTube videos. As well as the weekly deep dive podcast that's released every Thursday and the quick caffeine cast in between, there's also loads of content over on YouTube. So if you're not subscribed to our channel, but you want to see even more tips and advice for your sophisticated property investing, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners. See you over there.
Recording this in amazingly beautiful, sunshiny Belper, Derbyshire. So this video is as a request from Adrian Sharman. Now, Adrian asks, how can he go about getting secured lending from finance investors and unsecured lending from finance investors? And it's a brilliant question because most investors are constrained by finance. And if you had a large enough pot of money, you would be able to do an infinite number of deals. That's how most investors think. And to be fair, if you had an infinite pot of money, you could probably do an infinite number of deals. But let's face it, none of us do. So regardless of the size of the pot of your money, how are you going to do it? How are you going to maximize the number of deals that you can do? Well, first off, and this is an easy one, Adrian, you want to do deals that don't require any money, and they are out there. You can do them regularly. My franchisees do them regularly. I do them regularly. So that's the easy answer. But that wasn't your question. Your question was, how can you get secured and unsecured lending? And of course, there are far more deals that require some cash than there are no money down deals. There are more no money left in deals than there are no money down deals. But if you've got no money left in, you probably need the money up front. So how are you going to get the money up front? That's the question. The answer is a bit of a surprising one. You already know the people with money, and it's about what's between your ears. That's the most valuable real estate in the world, as my friend Dolph de Roos will tell you. The real estate between your ears is the most valuable in the world, and I agree. So it's a mindset change that you need, Adrian. And when I say a change in your mindset, you need to change from a perspective of scarcity, which is there's not enough money around, money's hard to come by, I haven't got enough money, to I've got amazing property deals and investors would be lucky to invest with me. Now, when I say investors would be lucky to invest with you, what kind of interest rate would you be happy to pay? So I pay anything from 5% up to about 12% per annum for the money that I borrow. And it depends on how much money it is, depends on the investor's situation, how much notice they need, whether it's secured or unsecured. And let's just go at the bottom end of that, 5% interest. Bank of England base rate today is at 0.1%. So I'm offering my finance investors 50 times higher interest than they can get in the bank. That is unbelievable returns. And if it's secured lending, then that's even better. And so they've got, you know, really safe, it's as safe as houses because they've got first charge on the property and they're getting 50 times more interest. So when you start thinking like that, opportunities pop up everywhere. And I'll tell you the one that popped up recently, which just shows the point. One of our franchisees was chatting to his tenant of all people, and the tenant said, I've got a friend who's wanting to invest some money in property. They're going overseas shortly. Would you be able to borrow it from them in, say, you know, the space of a week? And he did the deal, negotiated with the friend, and came up with an amazing deal where he's borrowed £300,000 unsecured on a 12-month loan agreement at 5% interest rate. Unbelievable. Never seen anything like that before. And so that's a large amount of money. It's unsecured and it's at 5%, which is a brilliant interest rate. And so if you are thinking to yourself, I need some money, what I would suggest you do is start telling people you know, people you come across, that you can actually help them with making more money from their interest rates. And what I mean by that is you can tell them that they are able to get an interest rate from you, that it can be secured or unsecured. You have to give them some benefits of unsecured lending, and I'll do a different video about that because unsecured is better for you. So in conclusion, Adrian, what I suggest you do is you start talking to your friends, your family, about what you can, how you can help them with earning a great interest rate on their money. Tell them about the deals you're doing. Tell them about the opportunity. Tell them how much interest you're paying to the bank. So my interest bill, if you want to call it that, each month is massive because I've got a mortgage on lots of my properties. And if you start talking to people, and especially people who are nearing retirement or in retirement, because often in their retirement plans, they were expecting fixed rate bonds of maybe 6%, 7%, 8%, and now they're getting less than 1%. And they were relying on those funds to retire. My dad has emigrated to Bulgaria. He couldn't have done that nearly as comfortably if he hadn't lent me some money and I wasn't paying him a monthly interest rate on that money. It's a win-win. I get to use that money and make a much higher return on it, so I leverage his money, and he's getting a really good interest rate on that money and is able to retire earlier and have more money in his retirement, etc. So once you start helping people like that, obviously you have to make sure you've got solid loan agreements. Always make sure you put a decent notice period. So most of my investors have to give me 6 to 12 months notice. And what that means is if they ask for their money back, it gives me plenty of time to liquidate their money so I can sell the property or I can refinance the property on a normal mortgage, etc. And so if you're looking to grow the pot of money that you've got, it's very easy. You just need to speak to more people about how you can help them. I think it's Jim Rohn that says you can have anything in your life if you just help enough people. And that's all you need to do. You need to start finding people with money who want to be earning higher interest rates. And then you need to find the deals that enable you to pay them that high interest rate whilst making money for yourself. Hopefully that helps. If you've got any questions, pop them down below. Happily answer them. If you want me to make a video on another topic, feel free to ask and I'll happily do that. And in the meantime, I hope you got sunshine wherever you are watching this.
That was audio taken from our YouTube channel. For more sophisticated property investing tactics, just search YouTube for Ethical Property Partners and listen out for our full-length podcast released every Thursday.